The KJS Show, Sundays on Kofifi FM 97.2.
Today, for the second hour of the KJS Show, we welcome a phenomenal artist whose journey is a story of passion, excellence, and jazz brilliance. She is the 2025 Standard Bank Young Artist for Jazz, a trailblazing trombonist, composer, and arranger whose music has graced global stages from Montreux to New York's Blue Note. This includes performances alongside legends like, you know, Hugh Masekela, Ulysses Owens Jr., including the formation of her own sextet. She continues to push the boundaries of South African jazz on the world stage. And as she prepares for her much anticipated debut performance at the Standard Bank Joy of Jazz Festival, we are thrilled to have her with us, the KJazz Show. Welcome, Sia Charles.
Hi, thank you so much for having me. So great to see you again.
It is always a pleasure, my friend. The last time we got together, you know, you had just been named the Standard Bank Young Artist for Jazz 2025. Looking back on that incredible moment, what has the journey meant for you personally and musically?
It has been such an incredible journey, a bit of a whirlwind, to be honest. I've had to go back and rewrite some music and write some new material that I've always been so excited to debut. So I'm looking very forward to showcasing this new music and the Sia Charles septet sound. I'm looking forward to people hearing that.
Incredible septet, you say. And I mean, you've had such a rich global journey from Cape Town to Juilliard to, you know, in New York and to now the stages across Europe and the US. How have the international experiences, I suppose, shaped your artistry and performance style now? And how have these collaborations with the likes of Jeffrey Keyser and, I mentioned earlier, Ulysses Owens, you know, amongst many, inspired how you approach your music today?
I've definitely developed a lot of confidence, a lot of self-confidence. As you know, Americans are very confident in the way that they present themselves and in the way that they articulate their musical ideas. So I've learned to be not only just a good improviser, but to also improvise with intention, like having a conversation and really stepping up with self-confidence so that people can believe what you're saying and what you're sharing with them. And it's definitely been such an incredible journey to work with these, you know, established musicians. It's been an amazing opportunity.
And since then, you know, this involvement on these exciting projects and performances that you've been a part of, let's reflect on some of the highlights, I guess, you know, in the past few months.
Oh, wow. Well, I have to say performing at the National Arts Festival was definitely a highlight, as well as the Makanda Jazz Festival, the National Youth Jazz Festival. And I've been attending it since I was a little girl, since I was 15 years old. So it was a full circle moment for me to go back there as a composer, as a band leader, as well as being able to host a workshop with some students. That really meant a lot to me because I believe in the power of jazz education. I am a product of jazz education. So I was very grateful to be a part of that and to really debut my sound at the National Arts Festival. That was a big highlight for me.
Thank you. The Keja Show, you know, we're in the company of Sia Charles this Sunday. And in case you've just arrived, you know, she joins us as one of the headliners for the Joy of Jazz Festival 2025. And before the music break, her and I were reflecting on her incredible journey with jazz and some of the wonderful collaborations that she's had on the way. Now, your septet, you know, is already making waves. You know, will they be part of your Joy of Jazz performance? And how do you curate the balance, I guess, you know, between the South African roots and global influences, you know, in your arrangements?
I'm going to be playing with the exact same band. I really feel like they have the formula, they have the sound, they all have the concept. And there's a great chemistry between the seven of us because we all know each other. And I have a special relationship with each and every single member of that band. So I'm very excited to have the same band perform at Joy of Jazz. I think being able to marry the South African and the American jazz influences has become quite organic because I had an opportunity to share the music of South Africa at the Juilliard School, and they were very interested to hear the South African jazz sound as well as the history behind the music. So it was something that I just felt inspired to be able to showcase the music from back home, you know, the traditional African rhythms, and then marry that with jazz sound and the jazz language. So that was quite an organic coalition, I guess, between those two influences. And you'll be able to hear that on my set next month at the Joy of Jazz Festival.
Yeah, absolutely. We look forward to that. And of course, you know, the Joy of Jazz stage, Sia, has hosted so many of the greats. You know, you can name them. So how are you feeling, you know, as you step onto it for the very first time as Sia Charles, you know, and this is your debut performance, you know, this time?
I am quite nervous because I do understand that this is a big deal. You know, we've got Esperanza Spalding on stage. We have Wynton Marsalis and Jazz and Lincoln Center Orchestra. It's a big stage. It's an international jazz festival. So naturally, I'm a little bit nervous, but I think I've garnered nerves of steel having been at Juilliard for 2 years where you're constantly under pressure. So I think I might be able to handle my nerves a little better than I would have maybe say 2 years ago.
Yeah. And what can audiences, you know, expect from your jazz set? I mean, are there any surprises, collaborations, or maybe special moments, you know, that you're planning for us for this performance. And will the festival also, you know, give a taste of the new music that you've been working on? You mentioned that earlier. You know, can the fans look forward to an album or fresh recordings that are being debuted on those nights?
For sure, I've been able to write some music while I was living in New York. There's a tune that I wrote called Skyscrapers and Lights that was inspired by, you know, my time in New York and just that New York jazz sound. There's also some music that I wrote when I visited my ancestral home in Gumbu Town a couple years ago, and that's just a beautiful ode to my family there, you know, my maternal side of the family that was that holds a very special place in my heart. There's a song that I wrote for my late mom. It's a beautiful samba for all of those Afro-Brazilian jazz fans. So we have a wide variety of music. We've got some umbakanga, some marabi, some guma.
Of course, you know, the KJ Show, we are still in conversation with Sia. We just lost her there for a second. And of course, Sunday, you can certainly see her live at the Joy of Jazz Festival, which takes place from the 26th to the 28th September 2025, right here in the city. And to book your seat, do visit joyofjazz.co.za, which then guarantees you an experience of Johannesburg's favorite jazz festival, hosted by the Sandton Convention Center. Now, before we lost you, Sia, you know, you're reflecting with us and talking to us about what we can expect, you know, from the upcoming project. Do we even have a name yet for this project?
We don't. I've actually been workshopping with our drummer, Jerome Jennings, who's also going to be the producer of my debut album. So we've just been workshopping some ideas, and he's so creative. I'm more of like, I write the music, I arrange it, and I play it. Right. I have a very, cerebral approach to music, and he's very creative. So we're still trying to workshop some, you know, album titles and just the overall concept of the album.
Yeah. And beyond the, you know, the trombone, you know, you've also ventured into, you know, musicals like West Side Story, After Midnight, and so on. How do those theatrical experiences feed into, you know, the overall Sia Charles jazz expression?
I've definitely learned to be a more of a precise player. As you know, with musical theater, you have your book, and it's it is what, you know, what is written down is what you have to play. But also there is room for interpretation. So I've learned to be so much more expressive with the melodies that I play, and having more confidence. You also gain a lot of technical facility when you play in musicals. So I find that I've become a more fluid improviser. And hopefully the audience members will be able to enjoy the musical and creative ideas that I will express at the Joy of Jazz Festival.
And I think also wanted to then expand a little bit more with you around, you know, your experience living in New York City and how the city, you know, there's a song coming up called Skyscrapers, but how has the city, you know, grown onto you and almost influenced how you view jazz, as opposed to, you know, when you were in Cape Town, you know, when it was, you know, still the humble beginnings of Sia Charles, how has that city kind of created an opportunity for you to kind of live your jazz experience through those influences and the people that are surrounding you in there?
Living in New York City has been one of the greatest experiences of my life. Also one of the most challenging experiences, because it's not a very nurturing environment. So I think one of the biggest lessons I've learned in life, as well as in music, is the power of self-advocacy, you know, being able to advocate for yourself and having the confidence to express yourself with little hesitation. And so that definitely reflects in the way that I write my music, also in the way that I improvise. There's a confidence there. There's an intentionality. One thing I've also learned is musicians over that side are very intentional about what they play. It's not necessarily, you know, in terms of chops. It's also about how they articulate what they play, and it's more of a conversation. So I've really learned the power of conversing through music.
Yeah. And also, you know, South Africa in August is celebrating Women's Month. And of course, this is where we bring forward, you know, the opportunities for women and girl children who are interested in music and so on and so forth. Let's talk about your reflections, or maybe your outlook on what it looks like, you know, from a jazz perspective, and the representation, you know, if I may put it that way, of women and how they're being received. I mean, you are like one of many of the other, you know, female jazz musicians that have been on the show. And there is a common thread that says, you know, we had to fight for this space. Let's reflect on your experience, you know, in the jazz space. I really do not want to use, you know, male dominated, because I think we overuse that term.
Oh, sure.
You know, but let's reflect on your experience and how you were received, you know, as a female trombonist in a genre that is supposedly, you know, dominated by the males and spearheaded and pioneered, and, you know, the list goes on. Let's reflect on your experience.
I have to say that it's not a dime a dozen, the experience that I've had, but I've been surrounded by musicians who saw me first and foremost as a player. Mm. I've always just wanted to be, you know, a musician first and foremost. And it just so happened to be, oh, okay, cool. She's the girl in the band. Oh, she just happens to be, you know, one of the few, if not the only girl in the band. But I think also the way I grew up, I've always been very tomboyish. So I was kind of comfortable in the setting, but I did realize when you go out of environments where you are known or where you feel safe, there are people who might see you as, you know, oh no, she's the girl. She might, you know, not play as good. She might not have, you know, her chops might not be at the level of everyone else's. Mm. But that inspired me to really, really shed, you know, to work really hard. And I quote one of my Juilliard professors, Mark Sherman. He said to me one time, I think it was about a year ago, he said, be so undeniably good that people have no choice but to have to notice you. And so even as a kid, that always stuck with me. Excellence has always been something that is ingrained in me, and having to fight through, you know, the biases that female jazz musicians or female musicians face. I've learned that excellence is just one of the key ingredients to be able to break those glass ceilings, as well as those barriers that are sometimes built by society and by the jazz fraternity, because it's mostly, you know, it's a boys club.
I was about to say that it's the borders that we build for ourselves. And, you know, and of course, you know, as you step into this milestone, you know, as we wrap up our conversation, what message, you know, do you give to those who are young jazz musicians who look up to the C.H. Charleses of the world? And of course, the fans who are eagerly, you know, waiting and eagerly waiting to, you know, experience your music live. What would you say, you know, to somebody who's listening and saying, listen, I really want to do what she's done. You know, I really look up to that walk that she's walked, and I really want to put myself in her shoes and follow that path.
My advice to everyone who is aspiring to become a jazz musician or to walk a path that maybe is uncharted, I would inspire you just to go for it. And make your need known. I think the most important thing I've learned is the power of making your need known, because closed mouths don't get fed.
Yeah.
So I would also say, reach out to people who can help you. Go to the OGs, you know, of the jazz OGs. Community. Yeah. Take them out for coffee. You know, pick their brains. They have so much knowledge that they want to share, and they're so generous and so kind with their knowledge. So yeah, speak to the people, you know, who are the elders in the community, reach out to them. You know, we have social media now. We don't have to, you know, call them. I'd also say always take a shot at yourself. Always bet on yourself. Even if you lose, that rejection is always a redirection to something so much better. So don't give up. If maybe it doesn't work out the first time, keep on trying. I know for me, I had to try 3 different times to study in the States. And the third time I tried, boom, I landed at Juilliard, and everything just worked out. Yeah, and don't be afraid of hard work either. Don't be afraid of working hard.
Absolutely. I couldn't agree more. And, you know, Sia, wrapping up now our conversation, I'm putting you on the spot now. You know, who are you looking forward to seeing at the festival? We all want to know, you know, what the artists are coming to see. Who the artists are coming to see?
For sure. I really do love Wynton Marsalis and the Jazz at Lincoln Center Orchestra. I do have some friends playing there. So I often see them, you know, in New York. So it'd be cool to hear the repertoire here in South Africa and just to hear what Mr. Marcellus, you know, has to share with the South African audiences, as well as Esperanza Spalding. I really dig her sound, her concepts. So I'm looking really forward to watching her live.
We had a really great conversation with her, you know, when she was here on the KJ show. And we look forward to seeing her even share music that she's done with, you know, the incredible Milton Nascimento. That's going to be something to see, you know, even if she's just doing her version of things, right? But we look forward to it. And so much thank you, you know, Sia, for always coming through to the KJ show. You're officially family here, you know, and we look forward to seeing you on the Joy of Jazz stages happening between the 26th and the 28th of September 2025 KJ show. Make sure that you get yourself your ticket so you can make, you know, So you can definitely be the one who has the bragging rights. You know, don't be told about it. Be there, you know. Absolutely. Sia, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much for having me. Thank you.
Always a pleasure. Sia Charles, trombonist, composer, and the 2025 Standard Bank Young Artist for Jazz, getting ready for a breathtaking debut as Sia Charles at the Sia Standard Bank Joy of Jazz Festival. And of course, to you as our listeners, this is a performance not to be missed. Come and witness a rising star making history on one of South Africa's greatest stages. Of course, she is Sia Charles. And she was on the KJS show.